Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to cover some extension news. But first, for today's Did You Know? As the year winds down, taxpayers can prepare early for the 2022 tax filing season. Getting a head start on the process offers several advantages. The main advantage for preparing for taxes before January are planning ahead to maximize retirement contributions and estimating tax to plan ahead if payments will be needed. Preparing for tax season is also important for charitable contributions, which may be tax deductible and must be made by December 31st, 2021 to count as an itemized deduction for the 2021 tax year. Everyone should keep good records of charitable donations and contributions to help ease the filing process. Organized record keeping is also critical for individuals planning to itemize deductions on their federal tax income return. Taxpayers can either itemize deductions or use a standard deduction, although itemization requires documentation for each of the items. Deductions reduce the amount of your taxable income, and the standard deduction amount varies depending on your income, age, filing status, and it changes each year. Plan now for your upcoming tax season. In my animal news, when preparing for this upcoming cold snap, don't forget to take a little extra care of our outside friends. Whether it's a whole cow herd or a couple of horses or just an outside dog or cat, extreme cold means we need to feed a little bit more, add shelter and dry bedding, and make sure the water is available. Don't forget to remove any common poisons from the area. Antifreeze is a deadly poison to all pets because of its sweet taste. So bundle up when you're heading out to take care of your animals. In my extension news, there's just a couple days left to sign up for the Risk Management Skills in Agriculture Series. This workshop series geared for both women and men in production agriculture. Our first session starts January 12th. A $50 registration fee will cover all the meals and all the program materials if registered by January 3rd. Registered for this series by visiting www.agmanager.info and click on the Events tab. And don't forget to make reservations for the upcoming K-State Research and Extension Calving School. Tara and Laura Lee here in the office are now taking RSVPs for the Calving School, which will be on Thursday, January 13th. We will be serving a 16-ounce Kansas City strip steak cut up by Gentleman Joe at the Canton Lockers and cooked by our good friends at the Mid-Kansas Co-op. The $10 meal starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday and will be followed by a program of Dr. Dale Blasi covering limit feeding and our feature presenter, Dr. A.J. Tarpoff, highlighting the calving process. Call the Extension office to make your reservations. And the McPherson County Master Gardeners and Friends are excited to announce their first spring gardening program, which will be Thursday, January 27th, starting at 7 o'clock here at the Extension office. We will have Cody Kramer here to talk about trees and deliver important news about proper techniques and pruning and trimming of our trees and our landscape. We will also have Master Gardener programs in the month of February, March, and April. Plan now to learn something new in the form of gardening for this next year. The popular Kansas Corn School series is returning in January, with 4 one-day in-person schools to be held across the state, with one virtual session also. K-State Research and Extension is partnering up with the Kansas Corn to offer the winter learning session for Kansas corn farmers. In-person schools will begin at 8:30 with the registration, and the program will end around 1 o'clock. The closest in-person program for us will be January 14th in Salina at the Hilton Garden Inn. And the virtual program online via Zoom will be February 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m. K-State also will be having soybean production schools that will be offered in January and February. These schools are sponsored by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The schools will cover a number of issues facing soybean growers, including weed control, crop production practices, nutrient management and soil fertility, insects, risk management, and disease management. Here are two locations that are the closest to us here in McPherson County. Newton, February 1, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Great Bend, February 8, that's a Tuesday, from 3 to 7. Registration for both the corn and soybean schools are available by calling us here at the Extension office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to extend my wish of a happy holiday season.